Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? This is Wrestling Observer Live on Thursday, October 9th, 2025. This is Filthy Tom Lawler in the house today, going solo. Brian Alvarez, unavailable, but he has left me in charge. Where we are here 7 days a week. It never ends. Can you believe it? Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We, as always, have a ton of news to get into here today. Unfortunately, the big news of the day appears to be an injury to Kota Ibushi, one of the best in-ring performers of the past 15 years, has unfortunately gone down once again. It sounds like we have a couple other injury notes, but we have a huge, huge weekend of professional wrestling ahead. We have tonight TNA Impact, as always, on Access TV. We have Ring of Honor on the Honor Club with a huge, huge world title match. We had AEW and ROH tapings last night where we will have some 9 spoilers for everybody. We'll keep it clean. And we have SmackDown tomorrow, and that is, of course, ahead of the huge Saturday morning show taking place in Perth, Western Australia, WWE Crown Jewel, where we have a double championship matches for the Crown Jewel Championships with the men's and women's title holders from each respective brand. And then Sunday, we'll wrap it all up with TNA's Bound for Glory, their big show of the year. There will be Hall of Fame inductions. There will be title matches. There will be invasions. And there will be a lot more, as always, coming up after the break.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler in the house today. As always, a ton of news to get into. We have results. We have previews. We have it all. But unfortunately, as I mentioned in the opening segment, we will start off with news of an injury sustained last night, first reported by PW Insider, later confirmed by our own Brian Alvarez, and one J.J. Williams was also in attendance, I believe. But as described by J.J. Williams, actually, Ibushi fell off the top rope. He was wrestling Josh Alexander in a match taped on Collision at Daly's Place. He fell off of the top rope to the outside, and his leg appeared to give out. He did not make it back into the ring in time, and Alexander won the match by countout. So I apologize for any spoilers that that may cause, but like I said, the big news of the day, Kenny Omega then made his return to fight off the Callis family, looked after Ibushi afterwards. They lowered the house lights. Tony Khan came out, thank the fans for being good fans, and he reiterated how dangerous wrestling is. Now, the reports that have come out since this fall off the top rope by Ibushi have speculated, and I do not believe this is confirmed, but it is speculated that he may have suffered a broken femur as he came off the top rope, which we've seen this before with Sid. We saw Pac, really wreck his ankle, kind of a similar break, a compound fracture, I believe, in a match with Chris Jericho. We have seen fighters break their legs multiple times. Anderson Silva, famously. Then, ironically, Chris Weidman after that. And it appears that that may be the case with Kota Ibushi. Now, I myself, this is not as bad of an injury, but I myself was injured, suffering a compound fracture during a wrestling match. And, you know, Tony Khan came out in front of the crowd, reiterated how dangerous wrestling is. And I can speak from my own experience, having thrown a clothesline that went a bit errant and resulted in my arm snapping in two on the back of one Dominic Guarini's head. I can attest to how dangerous wrestling is. Luckily, I was able to recover quickly from that. But the arm is not, you know, a weight-bearing limb like the leg is. And we've seen Ibushi now suffer injury after injury. He comes back. Sometimes he looks like he's in good shape. But more recently, it appears that when he's made his comebacks, he's been in still suffering from physical ailments many times. And this is, at his age, going to be a tough one to come back to at this stage of his career. But obviously, all the best to Kota Ibushi. This man has been fantastic in the ring for years, one of the biggest stars in Japan. But like I said, over the past few years, he's really been riddled with injuries. He suffered a shoulder injury during the finals of the G1 Climax as he was going for a Phoenix Splash a few years back. He has taken suplex after suplex on top of his head, neck, shoulders, and, you know, unfortunately, it appears that some of that damage has lasted a little bit longer than, you know, expected, and Kota Ibushi finds himself once again on the injury list. So best wishes to him. Hope to see him back. Hope to see him make a full recovery. And more important than getting back in the ring, I hope he gets back to full physical health. Also on the injury front, a little bit, I guess, of better news as Zando Khan Jr., who is a wrestler for CMLL, one of the top rudos, the leader of the El Galeon Fantasma group, which is a spectacular group of undead pirates along with Barboza and Defunto. Of course, Zando Khan Jr. in the lead of that crew. And he was injured a few weeks ago, last month, actually, against Bandido and Brody King at a CMLL event. And then I remember, I think it was actually the next night, he wrestled for MLW in the Opera Cup on that injury. But it appears that that knee is a little bit too much, and he would need to have surgery. That surgery has been completed, and now the leader of El Galeon Fantasma, one of my favorite trios, one of my favorite groups in professional wrestling, can get back on the recovery trail. Adjacent, I guess you could say, to injury news, or, you know, I guess this is all tied into an injury. Big E Langston, the man who got a five count on everybody he could in NXT, and then later on moved up to the main roster where he was on the side of Dolph Ziggler and one AJ Lee. Later on, one of the members of the fantastic New Day trio, and he himself was a world champion. Big E was on Stephanie McMahon's What's Your Story podcast or video interview or whatever you would call it, whatever category that falls into. But he was a guest on that show, and he had a great interview. He talked about all the help systems, the strong support system he had getting through that injury. Big E said as he was, you know, he was dumped on his head on the floor with a belly-to-belly suplex by Ridge Holland on a SmackDown. But as he recovered, he said, in that moment, I didn't think about all the things I didn't have. I was just so grateful for all the things I did have, all the gifts he was getting. He said, the fact that I wasn't paralyzed, I had friends, the amount of love, man, I can go on and on about. It took me 3 days to get back to all the texts, all the phone calls, and I'm just on my phone the whole time trying to get back to everybody. But in that moment, it wasn't about what I lost. It was, my God, what an incredible support system I have. Thank God for the friends I've cultivated. So many of the incredible fans that I wasn't able to get back to who reached out with so much love. And people can talk about how toxic the internet can be, how toxic wrestling fans can be. Sometimes they are. And I'm not dismissing elements of that. That certainly exists. But I saw so much love and it made me feel so good, Big E said. I had so many incredible people. Seinfeld is my favorite show. Great choice, by the way. And I had just so many people send me. Mustafa Ali sent me a Seinfeld Lego set of Jerry's apartment. So I played with Lego since I was a kid, but it was great. I was just like in my house, excited to wake up every day and start putting together Jerry's apartment with this Lego set. I had people send me Seinfeld comforters and scripts. So Big E, no surprise, able to find some comfort, even though obviously he was facing a very serious injury, which has now appeared to be career ending at this point, because what I think is most noteworthy from his appearance on Stephanie's What's Your Story is he comments that he made that my career is kind of behind me. I'm someone who is appreciative. I think I had a really good career and I'm proud of it. And quite frankly, that is great to hear. You see, and we talk about so many times, wrestlers getting injured, wanting to come back despite not being ready. They want to get back in the spotlight, and it's always tough, but it's always great to hear, you know, comments like that from a guy who everybody loves. And of course, that's Big E. So if this is the end, of course, congratulations. You'd have a really good career, buddy. You had a great career that you should be proud of. And one more note before we go to break here in a second. Another injury note, I guess, or health note. On Twitter, Book Pro Wrestling tweeted that Sir Mo from Men on a Mission is in the ICU battling a severe blood infection and battling pneumonia. So best wishes to Sir Mo. Best wishes to everybody who's on the recovery trail. And we will see you back right after the break.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler here on Wrestling Observer Live, back in the house. Brian Alvarez, unavailable today, on assignment. And Mike Sempervivi, also unavailable today, at the beach for the rest of his life. But I'm here, holding down the fort, as always. Although, I'd like to, as we come back and have to do so often on the show, make a correction. Because during the break, I received a text message. I was talking through that last segment about Kota Ibushi. And what it is reported that Kota Ibushi may have suffered an injury to his leg. And what I spoke about suffering an injury to my arm are not classified as compound fractures. I misspoke. They would be complete fractures. But as so often happens in the world of professional wrestling, things get embellished. But thank you for the correction from the anonymous texter. Not going to throw Lance under the bus, but glad we get that back in there. Some breaking news from the front page of the Wrestling Observer, posted just before the show went live. This is from Joseph Courier. On Thursday, Raja Jackson made an appearance in court as he faces two charges related to his attack in August on indie wrestler Psycho Stu. Jackson entered a not guilty plea in response to the charges, one of which is a felony that could see him serve up to 7 years in jail if convicted. He is facing one count of felony battery and one count of misdemeanor battery. The incident happened at a show for indie promotion Knox Pro in Los Angeles on August 23rd. What was originally supposed to be a planned spot turned into a legitimate attack, with Jackson repeatedly punching Stu in the head, bloodying him, sending him to the hospital. Stu had struck Jackson in the head with a beer can backstage prior to the attack. When approached by TMZ at today's court date in LA, Jackson did not offer any comment. His next court appearance is scheduled for November. Wearing a black shirt, black pants, black tie, Raja stared ahead as he strolled into the building, flanked by men who appeared to be his lawyers, TMZ wrote. Prosecutors say he's facing up to 7 years behind bars if convicted on the felony count, up to 6 more months if convicted on the misdemeanor. Jackson, the son of former UFC great Quentin Rampage Jackson, UFC and also Pride FC great Quentin Rampage Jackson, was a streamer on Kick before the platform banned his account over the incident. At the end of August, Stu Smith, Psycho Stu, was released from the hospital. The United States Army veteran has a long road ahead in his recovery journey, but a GoFundMe to help assist him has raised more than $220,000 so far. And the charges against Jackson include a sentencing enhancement due to prosecutors claiming that he caused great bodily injury to Psycho Stu. Of course, if you've seen the video of the attack, which is pretty readily available, I mean, Raja Jackson recorded it. It was on the internet. You could find it, watch the entire event and the proceedings before the beating that he put on Psycho Stu. If you've seen it, it's terrible, awful, brutal, deplorable actions by Raja Jackson. Some sort of justice should be done on this. If you haven't seen it, I do not advise watching it. Best wishes to Psycho Stu on his recovery. And, you know, best wishes to Rampage Jackson and Raja Jackson on their recovery from this incident. And hopefully all parties can move forward and, you know, become better at the end of it. I spoke a little bit, I guess, in that story about Knox Pro. And while I don't have it here in front of me, I did read a tweet earlier this morning from Zeta Steel. And how this ties in is that Knox Pro was one of the ID schools, one of the WWE ID program schools. I believe there's a few other. Nightmare Factory is one of them, maybe Black and Brave. And I apologize for not having the other names off the top of my head. But Knox Pro was a WWE ID school. They would, you know, kind of promote sending students there to learn the inside world of professional wrestling. And after this incident, their ID status was taken away. Now, Zeta Steele, who is not involved with Knox Pro, but she is involved in the WWE ID program, which of course takes independent wrestlers, gives them, from what I understand, a stipend. Sometimes they end up on WWE programming. We have seen the, we've seen some of them end up on NXT, even with the Vanity Project. But Zeta Steele announced today that she is leaving the ID program. And I would expect that right now, when you look at the lay of the land, it's got to be kind of make or break for this WWE ID program. There's something like 20 wrestlers, I believe, that are in this ID program. But since that was introduced, WWE Evolve on Tubi became a thing. And it just seems like the restructuring of the farm system kind of needs to take place and, you know, maybe consolidating it a little bit. So we'll see if this WWE ID program sticks around. I've heard rumblings that maybe it's going away. There have been other wrestlers who have been made offers for the program, but we'll see if it's really worth it at the end of the day when WWE already has the ID program. They have NXT. There's TNA inclusion. There's WWE Evolve. You have people who are on these NIL deals just getting paid because they're great athletes who you want to use eventually. So a bit of a log jam, I think, in the bottom rungs when it comes to the NXT world that needs to be settled out. So we'll see if that takes place. But Zeta Steele leaving the WWE ID program after being one of three women in the championship decision match, which was won by Kylie Rae. Now, backing up just a bit, we talked about Kota Ibushi suffering the injury, the complete fracture in that match against Josh Alexander. But that was part of a AEW Collision and ROH dual tapings at Daly's Place in Jacksonville. So I will give you some non-spoilers because I know people hate to have this sort of thing ruined. So here are some non-spoilers from last night's show. We will have on Collision the Triangle of Madness, Thekla, Sky Blue, Julia Hart, taking on Chris Statlander, the AEW Women's World Champion, the former champion, Tony Storm, and their friend, everybody's friend, even Brian and Vinny and Craig's friend, if you could believe it, Harley Cameron, will round out that team. There's the aforementioned Kota Ibushi match. It'll be interesting to see if they show the match, a portion of it, any of it. There's also the non-acclaimed Anthony Bowens and Max Caster team taking on Big Bill and Brian Keith. We have Tay Mello and Anna Jay taking on some competitors from Florida, kind of like Mercedes Moné did on a Title Tuesday. They're taking on Dream Girl Ellie and Carolina Cruz. There will be a MXM TV open challenge casting call. I guess now that Max Caster is back in tag action, they need somebody to pick up the open challenge gimmick. So the models and Johnny TV are doing it. We'll see who takes that challenge. Perhaps it'll be Brian. Maybe that's where he is today. Maybe he's getting ready for that big contest. We also have Beast Mortos taking on Eddie Kingston in another of these series of bizarre Eddie Kingston matches that I love to see, taking on Luchadors. And Willow and Jet Speed take on FTR and Megan Bain, which sounds like a great team of villains, if you ask me. There's about a million spoilers that I could go through for this ROH show. Maybe I'll do it in the next segment. Maybe I won't, because I mean, I'm not sure if we have enough time for the, I know we're here 7 days a week, but it might, if I start it now, Jim Valley might be after the one, might be the one having to finish these ROH spoiler results from last night at Daly's Place. But maybe we'll take a look at them later. However, tonight, as I mentioned earlier, ROH on Honor Club, and this is one of the bigger shows I think that ROH has had in a while on the Honor Club, because in the main event, it is a rematch of one of the best matches of the year, lauded by virtually everybody that has seen it, and that is Bandido defending the ROH World Championship against a great rival from the Don Callis family, Hechicero. I should have done the Don Callis style impression, but we're coming up on a break soon, so I don't have time. Also on the show, Saray will defend the IWGP Women's Title against Alex Windsor, a woman that she has teamed with very recently, but now they will put that aside and they will face off. Beef versus Shane Taylor, Viva Van versus Billy Starks, and the Spanish Announced Project will round out the show tonight on Honor Club. We'll get into TNA, WWE, everything coming up this weekend after the break.
You're gonna see a show like never before. The mission is the titles that we will win, but we're all gonna rock WrestleMania 10.
This year we got Hollywood's cream of the crop. Here's the list and it's hot, hot, hot. We got Burt Reynolds from Evening Shade. It's smoking in the bandit. He had it.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back here on Wrestling Observer Live. You know, something I never thought about until we're just coming back from that break. Wrestling Observer Live, but what happens when it's taped? Because there are times, and perhaps producer Dom, you can chime in if you'd like, but there are times where, you know, maybe a Saturday morning, Jim Valley has something to do, something comes up, he has to travel across the world. You know, maybe Sunday afternoon, Andrew Zarian gets caught up at the Aveda Hair Salon, getting his weekly cut, and they have to play a repeat. Sometimes Brian Alvarez isn't here, and I'm also unavailable. So in those cases, is it really Wrestling Observer Live?
It was live when it was recorded.
So false advertising sometimes is what you're saying.
A little bit.
Well, hey, you know, this is the world of professional wrestling. So a little bit of embellishment, as we said earlier, goes a long way. Now, tonight, we have TNA on Impact. TNA Impact on Access. Let me get that right before I get another text message from the anonymous texter. TNA Impact on Access tonight, ahead of the big Bound for Glory pay-per-view, which will take place on Sunday, coming to us from my home state, actually, in Massachusetts, the Songus Center in Lowell, Mass., Bound for Glory, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the better coast, I guess I should say. But TNA Impact tonight on Access, on the heels of the big Showdown show. We had the NXT NA Showdown on Tuesday with the Survivor Series matches. There was also Ethan Page against Mustafa Ali. The Hardys winning the NXT tag titles and retaining the TNA tag titles in the same match against Dark State. And, of course, the big Bound for Glory show this weekend. Tonight, we have, in a no DQ match in the main event, Joe Hendry taking on Eric Young. So Eric Young must have said Joe Hendry's name. He will be there, and he will fight him tonight. To kick off the show, we have Trick Williams making an appearance, the TNA champion for how much longer? We will see on Sunday, but he starts off the show tonight. Kalani Jordan and Indy Hartwell will have a contract signing ahead of their title matchup on Sunday. Mustafa Ali takes on JDC. I hope he's okay after that push off the top rope from Ethan Page in a great match at the NXT Title Tuesday show. Or I'm sorry, the NXT Showdown show. Let me get that right. And we have also Matt Cardona taking on Ryan Nemeth. And like I said, in the main event, no DQ, Joe Hendry taking on Eric Young. And that is ahead of Bound for Glory, where there will be Hall of Fame inductions in the beautiful Songus Center. The inductions of Mickie James, which will be done by Tara. And the induction of the beautiful people. No, it's not me and Carl Stern. It is Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, as they will be put into the TNA Hall of Fame by Tommy Dreamer. The show itself will have a 20-person Call Your Shot gauntlet match for a contract at whatever title the winner wants. Lei Ying Li enters first, and Mance Warner enters last. We have the system taking on Order 4 in a hardcore war. Gia Miller takes on the returning Tessa Blanchard. The Inspiration, the tag champs Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay, will battle Heather by Elegance and M by Elegance in a rematch for the Knockouts tag titles. Frankie Kazarian defends the TNA International title against Steve Macklin. Kalani Jordan defends the TNA Knockouts title against Indy Hartwell. Leon Slater and Javon Evans will do battle in what will be an awesome match. I'm sure this match is going to be action-packed. Both these guys are fantastic. I would love to see them wrestle a best of 700 series. And in the meantime, also tag in between that. Put these two in the ring together, and it has been magic every time. Leon Slater against Javon Evans. Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy take on Team 3D for the TNA and NXT tag team titles. 2025, baby. We're going at it in a tables match. One last time, I hope they can recapture some of the glory from their past greats. And in the main event, Trick Williams from NXT, the, some would say, invader. Some would say they've been working together for months. But Trick Williams from NXT will defend his TNA world title against the challenger from TNA, Mike Santana. A lot of people believe Ryan Alvarez, most notably, believes this will be a title change, that it's time to get this belt on Mike Santana. But hey, if you look at the booking, Mike Santana pinned Trick Williams this past weekend, or this past Tuesday, I should say. However, Moose also survived in that men's elimination Survivor Series style matchup. So maybe Mike Santana pinched Trick Williams. Mike Santana and Moose is the feud coming out of Bound for Glory. Or could Trick Williams hold on to this until TNA maybe announces a new TV deal? There's been a lot of talk about that. Maybe Lorenzo Fertitta is going to swoop in and purchase him and take him to new heights. Who knows? But who knows what's going to happen at Bound for Glory? I got no clue, but I'll be watching Sunday. You should tune in on pay-per-view and then listen to, I'm sure, Brian and Vinny cover it after the show. Also, as if TNA having a big weekend of the year isn't enough, we have a Crown Jewel show coming to us from Perth, Western Australia. WWE Crown Jewel show will be Saturday morning, I believe 5 a.m. Pacific. So wake up, get your coffee ready, pop three Zins and one of those blue pills that we have the commercials for, because you got a full day of wrestling ahead of you. And yet you got a night full of UFC and some boxing as well. But we're starting off early Saturday morning. Before that, if you have enough time to sleep in between SmackDown and Crown Jewel, go for it. But your heart may be racing at such a pace that you can't do it, because SmackDown itself is pretty loaded. On the show, coming to us from the same RAC arena in Perth, Western Australia, there should be 15,000+ in attendance, many of whom's parents were chugging Tylenol when they were pregnant. They will see the Sami Zayn U.S. title open challenge. They will see the Wyatt Six, Joe Gacy, and Dexter Lumis defend the WWE tag titles against the Street Profits, who may or not break up. I mean, I don't know. They've been teasing it for 18 months. This is the new Theory and Waller breakup style, where you tease it. Maybe you do it 1 week, they kind of break up, they don't like each other, they're back together, and then by the time you do it, nobody wants it to happen. I don't want the Street Profits to break up. I hope they win the tag titles and remain a team, but we will see. We also have Damian Priest and Aleister Black, who have been feuding now for weeks, fighting in a last man standing match. Tiffany Stratton and Stephanie Vaquer will do battle against Julia and Kiana James. And I'm sure there's going to be many of the stars who will appear at Crown Jewel on this show to do interviews, set up their matches and angles for the next morning, where it is a huge show. This is the second show that is taking place on the ESPN Unlimited app. I mean, to be fair, I have ESPN Unlimited. I have everything. I have all these streaming services, whether I like it or not. So I can't get away from Nielsen. I can't get away from Big Data, whoever's in charge now. They're going to find me because I'm going to be watching on ESPN Unlimited, which, hey, I took a look at earlier. There's not much on there that I want to watch that you're not getting without ESPN. WWE still seemingly one of the big exclusives. I guess they did have the ESPN debut of PFL Road to Dubai this past weekend with Usman Nurmagomedov taking on Paul Hughes in a rematch, which many people, including former ECW champion Raven, were upset to find they had to pay $30 for on the spot. But you will get a little bit more for your money's worth on ESPN Unlimited this weekend. Like I said, Crown Jewel coming to us from that 15,000-plus RAC arena in Perth, Western Australia. Live. You can watch it on Netflix if you're anywhere else in the world listening. We have the big John Cena versus AJ Styles match, which has been set up largely by them not setting it up. We have Io Sky and Rhea Ripley taking on the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, in one of the best storylines. Brian Alvarez claims it is the best storyline currently going in WWE. I don't think I'm in any place to argue with him right now. I love all the parts involved here. I would expect the Kabuki Warriors to walk away the victors and set up some further interaction between all four of these women. Roman Reigns takes on Bronson Reed in an Australian street fight, which I'm sure Bronson Reed is looking to go all out in here in his homecoming. WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton battles the Raw Women's World Champion Stephanie Vaquer. The winner will become the Women's Crown Jewel Champion. And then in the main event, we have Seth Rollins taking on Cody Rhodes, also for this gaudy, expensive, ridiculous, most coveted title in the history of man, this Saudi Arabia-backed Crown Jewel Championship, which is worth probably more than the entire UFC Kung Lee lawsuit settlement. But hey, that's how life goes. And after that show, it rolls on, right? TKO doesn't stop because, as I mentioned earlier, UFC Fight Night right after Crown Jewel. This will take place from Rio de Janeiro. Charles Oliveira takes on Matheus Gamrot in the main event. Davison Figueiredo versus Montel Jackson in the semi-main event. Vicente Luque versus Joel Alvarez. Jornada Deniz versus Mario Pinto. Ricardo Ramos versus Cone Offley. Lucas Almeida versus Michael Aswell rounds out the card. And really, the most important part of all of that isn't the names involved. It's knowing that you've got to watch wrestling for the rest of your life nonstop, as we do here on Wrestling Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call?
You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back here in the final segment of Wrestling Observer Live today. You know, oftentimes on this show, seems like we're fighting against the odds. I figured today there's no way on this or any other planet or galaxy that we were going to get through all of the news that was out there, all of the results. And while I didn't do that, I think I did a good enough job that while I have a minute or two left, even though he's never going to hear this unless somebody goes and digs it up in, who knows, 30, 40 years. Today is the 10th birthday of my son, Finn, who, if anybody out there is a parent, they know this is absolutely life-changing event. He has been a joy to have in my life for the past 10 years. And hopefully, Finn Lawler one day is the Universal Champion, just like Finn Balor was. But he's the Universal Champion, in my heart, at least. So happy birthday, big dog. If you ever hear this, I love you, buddy. And I love all the listeners out there. Thanks for making it through, you know, what, an hour's worth of having to listen to me talk about professional wrestling, which, you know, like I said, it never ends. There's always plenty to get through in the world of wrestling. We have WWE, we have AEW, we have all of it. It never, never ends. Just like talking to yourself seemingly never ends. But alas, I can hear the music, and it's time that I get to go enjoy my day. But I've enjoyed this last hour more than you can imagine. Thanks for sticking around with me. Wrestling Observer Live. You can find it 7 days a week. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Dom. Peace.